Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results, if any, cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
Welcome to the Charles and Kim Petty Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show. This is Charles Petty, and I've got Kim with me as usual, and I want to definitely give you guys a big welcome to our show today. It's going to be a power-packed, information-packed show, and I definitely want to kick this off. And first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about us in case you don't know. We are a real estate investing couple. We have been buying and selling houses in the Atlanta area for the last 8 years, a little more than 8 years now. We also have four children, so we have a lot to balance between our business and our children. But because we've created such great systems, we're able to do that, and we'll talk a lot about that in the show today and in the coming shows about how you can plug into our systems. But we buy and sell between 6 and 10 houses per month, and we are glad to be on the show. Hello, Kim.
Hey, guys. Hey, Charles. We're glad again to have you with us. Before we get started, Charles, I just want to wish you happy birthday again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And let you guys know, Charles did just celebrate a birthday.
My 25th birthday?
Well, right. And in honor of his birthday, he is still a young man, relatively speaking.
34.
In honor of Charles' birthday, we are going to offer a special to everyone that is on our email list. So if you guys are not already on the list, you can visit www.fastcashwholesaling.com to sign up. And again, it's fastcashwholesaling.com. It's fastcashwholesaling.com. We'll mention it again later in the show, but you'll have a chance to get some excellent discounts on some excellent products and just get in the loop on getting some information from us about your real estate investing business. So, again, happy birthday. I won't sing again. Did that already.
Thank you. And I think our listening audience thanks you, too.
All right. So we'll go ahead and get started. Today, again, we're glad you joined us, and what we are going to talk about are the 13 keys to success in today's real estate investing market. So, again, the topic of today's show are the 13 keys to success in today's real estate investing market. And to just go ahead and tell you briefly what we're going to discuss, we're going to talk about having the right attitude and mindset, getting the proper education, building your team, learning your market, taking advantage of the abundant amount of foreclosures out there, knowing your exit strategy, having two plans, treating your real estate investing like a business, creating specific goals, having a don't quit attitude, not listening to naysayers, enjoying yourself, and giving back. So again, in a nutshell, those are the 13 topics we're going to cover. If you're at home and you have a pen and paper handy, it'd probably be good to get some because this is going to be some good information. And we'll go ahead and get started with the 13 keys to success in today's real estate investing market. The first key, again, is make sure that you have the right attitude and mindset. And we can't stress how important this is, and this is something that's really key, Charles, and everybody else, you know, not just in real estate investing, but in your life in general. The way you approach things and the way that you look at things really not only affects just how you feel, but it affects what you do and how you do it and the results that you get. So the first thing that we're going to talk about, again, is having the right attitude and mindset. And we'll start with abundance.
All right, let's kick it off and talk about abundance, which is a key component of having the right attitude and mindset. We subscribe to the philosophy that there's an abundance of wealth and resources and money and all that. The only thing that there's not a whole lot of is time, I guess. So you want to make sure that your mindset is one of abundance so you can enjoy the time that you do have on this planet, which is such a gift. So abundance, having an abundant mentality, thinking that, you know, a lot of people we know, real estate investors or non-real estate investors, have the mentality that there's just such a limited amount of money and, you know, the economy, so only certain people can have money and have wealth and, you know, maybe they're just not one of them. And they have a very tough time creating wealth and creating cash in their businesses because they don't have the right mindset of abundance. You know, we are living in one of the greatest, actually the greatest country in the world at one of the greatest times in history because there's so many resources. I mean, if you look back even just, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the standard of living was so much lower than it is today for even the average person. In many countries, many people in many countries would envy us and because of the things that we take for granted. But there's so much out there, and if you are a real estate investor or even thinking about becoming a real estate investor, you need to have an abundant mentality. You need to have the thought that there's abundance. There's a whole lot out there, and everything is out there for you, and it's not that you have to take anything away from something else, from someone else, that is, but you have... Having the abundant mentality will allow you to be successful, allow you to find deals, allow you to make money, and allow you to grow and prosper. So I think that's number one. You need to think that there is so much out there. That this is an abundant world, an abundant country, an abundant time, no matter what the newspapers or TV may say. You know, you definitely don't want to have what is the opposite of an abundant mentality, which is a scarcity mentality. And you can never really get rich by scrimping and thinking that, oh, I've got to hold on to everything I get. So, and we'll talk a little bit more about giving later on, but abundance is key.
Right, and you know something that sometimes people will say to us when they, you know, find out, you know, that we do teach and that we do teach people right here in our own market is that, you know, well, you're teaching your competition. You know, how many times do we hear that, Charles? You know, you're teaching people that are just going to go out and do what you do, and, you know, and that's exactly what we do. and that's fine. I mean, there are millions of houses in our market alone, and we cannot buy and sell all of them. You know, I mean, there's no way we can. There's plenty out there for everybody. And so knowing this, even it affects the energy that you put out. It kind of sounds, you know, esoteric and all that, but it really does. When you know that there's enough out there for you and everybody else, then you free that up to come to you. Instead of, like Charles said, having a scarcity mentality and trying to hold things to yourself and, you know, not wanting anybody else to know and, you know, all that stuff, then you're putting out that scarcity energy, the energy of scarceness, and that's not what you want to do. You want to have that abundance flowing to you at all times because it's there, and it's just waiting for you to figure out how to get it, and that's, you know, what we're talking about today. So I just wanted to add that before we started talking about positive expectancy. And what we mean by positive expectancy is just expect good things to happen in your life, and they will. And again, you know, like we said, a lot of this stuff in the beginning that we're talking about applies to your whole life, not just real estate investing, but I'm sure you've heard what you put out, you get back. What you expect to get, you will expect to get. I have a good friend who has battled with her weight back and forth over the years. And I will tell her, every time I see that she's losing weight, I will tell her, you look so good. Look at you. You're losing weight. And she says, yes, but it always manages to find me. And she's right, because that's what she expects to happen. So no matter what, whenever she loses that weight, she always gains it back because she doesn't think that she's going to keep it off, and therefore she doesn't do the things that will help her keep it off in the long run. So you have to expect to have positive experiences. When you go out and you get started and you're doing a deal, you have to expect that it's going to turn out the way that you want it to, that it's going to end with you at a closing table and depositing a check or looking at a wire hitting your account. You have to see yourself doing those things, and they will happen. It's true. It's like our life. It's like the house we live in now, which is a wonderful blessing and a really nice house. We saw ourselves in it before we were ever there. And we weren't even sure, back then how we were going to get to a house like that. But we expected the positive thing to happen, and it did. And again, that doesn't mean that just because you expect something to happen that's positive, that it will happen without any bumps. But when you expect it to be positive, then it's easier for you to take those bumps because you know that that's just the way that you're learning something else to get you to that end goal. Wouldn't you agree, Charles?
I would definitely agree. It's just you don't necessarily get to somewhere in a straight line. You know, success doesn't come in a straight path. It comes kind of in a zigzag path. But as long as you expect to get there, you will. So I agree.
Yeah, you expect wherever you expect to get,
you'll get. That is true.
But,
it is true.
So if you believe money doesn't grow on trees, then...
Yeah, it doesn't. But if you believe that it does...
Exactly. You would be surprised the way that money will come to you.
Exactly.
You know, or love, or friendship, or happiness, all those things. Yeah.
You too can make $10,000 in the next 30 days buying and selling houses. That's right, $10,000 in the next 30 days and six figures in 6 months by following Kim and Charles Petty's proven turnkey wholesaling system. This complete system provides you with everything you need to learn on how to build a successful wholesaling business from the comfort of your own home. Here are just a few of the money-making techniques you will learn with Kim and Charles' turnkey wholesaling system. How to find the best deals, the three things each property must have, how to structure your deals for maximum profit, easy and effective negotiation tactics, estimating repairs, the secret to selling houses quickly, how to set up your business, magic words to use with sellers, and much, much more. You will also get all of the forms that Kim and Charles use in their own real estate investing business. No experience is necessary to start making serious cash. How would your life be different if you had the ability to create money at will? Don't wait any longer to find out. Invest in yourself and your future today. To get started right away, visit www.turnkeywholesaling.com or call 770-938-6450. Do it now.
All right, well, let's keep moving because we got a lot to cover.
Okay.
The next thing is find out your why as part of having the right attitude and mindset. And just a real quick example, I mean, a lot of people will say, well, why do you, you know, you have to, a lot of people don't have success. And I'll tell you a secret to a lot of people's not having a lot of success is because they haven't defined why they want to have success. They simply say, well, I want to have $1 million. I want to have, you know, a nice house or a nice car. But the question becomes why. What is your real why in wanting to be a real estate millionaire? And is it because you just want to, it sounds nice? I mean, do you have a goal of having, you know, giving away a certain amount of money? Do you have a family that you want to support, a legacy that you want to live? Or leave. And I think that if you can find your why, whatever it is, whether it be you want to have the biggest real estate investment company in the world, or you want to touch the most people, or you want to give back, or you want to have a legacy that can last from generation to generation, you'll find your success. And sometimes the whys are not necessarily great whys, but a lot of times the whys will be based on a negative experience. You know, a lot of people will, you know, come to the kind of their wits end at a job, and then they say, well, I'm going to go ahead and go full-time real estate. And until that moment, they didn't really have a good reason why to be successful, amazingly enough. And that one thing that, you know, they may have just gotten tired of their job or tired of somebody pushing them around their work, whatever it is, and that split-second decision, that split-second moment when they determine exactly what they really want and then they go after it really can change someone's life. So you got to sit down and think about your why. If you can find a why, like, is it your children? Do you want to spend more time with them? Do you want to spend more time with your spouse? Or do you want to spend more time with your church? Then that's your reason why. And just think about that. And every time something gets tough or challenging, you think about that why, and you can stand firm on that why, and it will allow you to keep moving, keep you towards your ultimate goal of success, however you define that success.
Exactly. And then the next thing on having your right attitude and mindset is also to just have an attitude of gratitude. And that means, you know, simply put, being thankful for what you already have. You know, and you may think, well, I don't have a lot, but can you hear? You know, you must be able to because you can hear us today. You know, so be thankful for your health. You know, whatever shape your health is in, even if, you know, it needs to get better, you know, be thankful for the health that you have now. Wherever you live, be thankful for that roof that's over your head. You know, be thankful for the clothes on your back. You know, just the things, the friends, the people in your life. All of those things, you know, you need to, it's just important to focus on, you know, the good things in your life. And again, having that positive attitude, that positive expectancy that we talked about before. And just, and being literally, truly grateful for the things that you have. And, you know, it's always a, you know, a good thing if you can start each day or end each day or both, going over the things that are, you know, blessings in your life, the things that, that you are grateful for and grateful to have, and just catalog those, and you'll realize how much you do have. And when you already realize, you know, you have so much, then you know it's not, you know, difficult for you to get more. You know, you're not starting from scratch. You know, you're not at rock bottom. And you need to realize that, because no matter how dire you feel your situation is, there are things in your life that you can be grateful for. And, again, that just puts you in the right frame of mind to go out there and, you know, and tackle this thing, to know, to make yourself a success in real estate investing, to, you know, pursue the relationships that you want to have, and do the things that you want to do. And you need to be grateful. And each time that you achieve something, you know, celebrate that. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, you have to have a party, but, you know, high five yourself, or pat yourself on the back, or, you know, go out to dinner, you know, but mark those accomplishments and be grateful for them. And add them to your list, the things that you're grateful for. So, Charles, I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that. Or
no, I think that's perfect. Let's keep moving on to the next one. I mean, I just to say gratitude, thank you. Just say thank you for everything that you have every day. And then that leads us to the next point, as far as having the right attitude and mindset, which is focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. Kim and I actually saw a wonderful video last week on The Secret, which is basically a very wonderful production on how you can succeed in anything in life. And one of the main principles about that we learn about, or reinforced us through the things that we already know but don't always, you know, don't always keep at our heart every day, but it's focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. Meaning, if you want, you know, if you're thinking, oh, my job is horrible, oh, you know, I don't have enough money, or my bills are too high, too big, and I can't get over it, then that's what you're going to have. You're going to attract what you think about. Your mind will flow to what your dominant thought is, and you want to get those thoughts out of your mind as much as possible and focus on what you do want. Focus on, you know, having more time with your family, and having money to pay your bills and money to set aside to save and invest, not focusing on the things that you don't want, which you seem to just keep attracting. As long as you focus on what you don't want, whatever you don't want, you're just going to keep getting more of that. Focus, your mind is so powerful that whatever it focuses on, you will move towards. So just focus on the things that you want in life and have that attitude along with the other things that we talked about, and that'll help you move towards being a successful real estate investor.
Right, exactly. I mean, you want to see, you know, kind of not things as they are, but as you have them to be. So, you know, if you, instead of saying, I'm never going to close a deal, see yourself closing the deal. See yourself closing two or three. And if you see it and you believe it and you focus on that, it'll happen. It'll happen. I mean, we saw ourselves being where we are or where we were before we were ever there. And each new thing that we do and each new thing that we, you know, come upon, we see ourselves doing it. And we know what's going to happen. And, you know, and that video was really great to see because, you know, I was actually feeling a little overwhelmed. We have a newborn and, you know, lots of things going on. And so for me to be able to see it at that point in time was really, you know, it was exactly what I needed to remind me, you know, that just do that, to think about the things that I want, so that I know this little baby's going to sleep.
I think so.
I just have to focus on seeing her do it, and then I know what to do to have her do it. So, you know, so it's just important. Again, you can apply in all areas of your life, including your real estate investing. So, guys, just make sure, you know, those things, again, you know, some people might say, oh, that doesn't have anything to do with real estate investing. But really, the way that you view your life is the way that you're going to view your business. So you really want to expect the best so that you can get the best, because you really deserve the best.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so now, Charles, let's go on and talk about education. Because we want to make sure that you guys know how important it is to educate yourself. You know, as real estate investors, there's so much out there. There's so much to learn. You know, there's so many different people that are willing to tell you different things. And it's important that you get a good education, that you talk to people that know what they're talking about and are doing what they're talking about. And because, you know, your alternative is the school of hard knocks. And we've been there. We have a degree, but we would rather...
They didn't give us a diploma, though.
You know, no, you don't necessarily want to have to go to that school, because, you know, it is good to learn from life experiences, but you want to have as few hard learning experiences as possible. And the way to do that is to go ahead and make sure you do get proper education, you know, home studies and boot camps and seminars and books and all those kind of things, and networking, and, well, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but,
yeah.
You know, all those different things. And one of the things that you need to learn, and, you know, it's something that we talk about a lot because it made such a difference in our real estate investing, is a system. You really need to educate yourself on a system that's going to work in your business. And when we say a system, we mean something that you can do over and over again and get the same result. So, again, when we say a system, we mean something that you can do over and over again and get the same result. And that's what you need to learn in your business. And it's so important, because if you don't have a system, then you don't know how you're going to handle things from one day to the next, mm-hmm. from even 1 hour to the next. And when we first got started, Charles, did we have a system?
No, we didn't have a system.
Actually,
I take that back. We had a system.
Okay.
It was just a system of a mess.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we knew how to create one mess after another.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's just clarify that. You want to have a good system.
Right.
We had a bad system.
Yeah, right. You want a system that you know is going to get you the results that you
exactly.
want. So something that you can do over and over again to give you the same positive results.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better
mm-hmm.
definition?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay.
That's fine. That's
okay.
perfect.
So, you know, and it really made a difference in our real estate investing when we looked at, okay, wait a minute, we did this and it worked. And we did it again and it worked. So that's what we need to do, instead of being here and there and everywhere and trying this thing and trying that thing and, you know, trying the same thing but trying to do it a different way and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all that kind of stuff. And we were really all over the place. And, you know, we didn't really see our business becoming a real business until we developed a system that said, okay, we're going to do A, B, C, D. And, you know, from A, B, C, D, then we'll do E, F, G. And we wrote it down and followed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important, you know, for you guys to, even if you have things and they're going pretty well for you, you know, have you written it down? Have you, because even in the writing it down and the reviewing it, you can see how you can fine-tune and, you know, make things better. You can always, you know, get somebody else's system and adapt it to your business to see how it will work for you. But you definitely need to learn a system. I mean, you just have to. If you're serious about doing this, whether you're doing it full-time or part-time, if you're serious about making money and changing your life in real estate investing, you have to have a system for your business.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that is important in this is looking at systems, looking at ways to get yourself educated and learning, ways to learn is to learn from folks who do it and don't just teach it. And a lot of, you know, let me give you an example, and this is just my personal opinion, is the fact that the best teachers are the ones that actually went out and did the things that they're teaching. You know, for example, when we teach from, you know, not only School of Hard Knocks, but the school of, we do this day in and day out. And as an example of, you know, how are you going to be able to teach someone if you've never experienced what you're teaching them. It's a much harder connection to make. I always am comfortable and I always want to find out, well, if I'm going to learn from this person, what are they actually doing? You know, are they just taking a bunch of theory and throwing it out there and saying I can teach this because it sounds good? Or have they actually been out there? Because there's a big difference between, learning from people who can actually say that they've done it. And you can see the difference. You can hear the difference in the folks that actually teach it versus the folks who teach it. But the folks who teach it only teach it, versus the folks who teach it but are doing it day in and day out.
Right.
It's a big, big difference in real estate investing.
Yeah, and it's kind of like when you hear the people that say, you know, you can put down a dollar earnest money, $10 earnest money. And I'm like, what? Where are you? Who told you that would work?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you want to make sure you have folks that can teach you how to do stuff in today's market.
Exactly.
You know, because times change. I mean, things change from not only from decade to decade, but from year to year, month to month, a lot of times. So you definitely want to have folks that can teach you and are actually out there doing what they teach you.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's keep moving.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
Well, then next we'll talk about building your team, which is so important. I mean, super important with your real estate investing, because real estate investing is really about relationships. If you have a good team, if you have a core team, you want to surround yourself with people that you can do business with time and time again. People, of course, that are ethical and honest and do what they say they're going to do, they say what they're going to do, and then they do what they said. And so it's really important that you build your team. So, Charles, just because I know we don't have a whole lot of time, we have a lot more to go over. Can you just go down the list of some important people these guys should look for to have on their team to help ensure their success?
One of the biggest ones is a mentor coach. I mean, we mentor and coach a lot of folks now, and if you want to find out about our mentoring and coaching program, you can actually go to fastcashwholesale.com, like I mentioned before, fastwholesaling.com. I think I got it right, didn't I?
Not sure. fastcashwholesaling.com, www.fastcashwholesaling.com.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're around, because you keep me in check.
Yeah, exactly.
But mentors and coaching, and then also, secondly, is your real estate investors group. Wherever you are, I mean, there's always going to be a local group somewhere near you that gathers to teach people how to invest in real estate, brings in speakers, has different seminars and sessions where you can learn both free and paid seminars. And you definitely want to align yourself with the real estate investors group. One of the ways that we really got kicked off and got started was because we were actually involved in our Real Estate Investors Association, Georgia REIA, and we started networking and then became business associate members and had a booth and did a lot of stuff in that group, because those are, you know, great people to be around, not only from a networking standpoint, but from a motivation standpoint and an educational standpoint. So wherever you are, you want to look for your real estate investor group to be affiliated with and get a lot out of, and it'll allow you to really be successful in today's market.
Yeah.
Another one is realtors. Investors and realtors should be friends. In a lot of cases, people think that realtors and investors don't really get along, but it's important for you. A lot of the properties that you'll come across and negotiate on and make offers on will be through realtors. And it's hard for a real estate investor to go out throughout his career and not work with a realtor. So it's best to make those people your friends and work with them. And you definitely want to have them as part of your team.
Well, yeah. I mean, definitely you want to look forward to working with them. I know when we first started, we were told you can't work with realtors.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to work with realtors. Well, again, you know, times have changed, and that's, you know, if somebody's telling you that now, then that's really not current information. And there's lots of realtors that actually look for investors to work with, because, you know, if you're a serious investor and you're closing on properties, you know, or you're looking to be one, and you have a dedicated or an aggressive realtor, then they want to attach themselves to you and build a relationship, because you guys will both win. So just my little interjection there.
Thank you very much for that interjection.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Next person on the list is a contractor. I mean, that's someone who can fix up your homes, do maintenance, whether you're buying, fixing up or selling, or buying and holding. You always want to have a good handyman and a good contractor around. Definitely one of the big components of our team is contractors. And then you also want to look for mortgage people and private financing people. And that, talking about those topics of mortgages and private financing is a whole other show, but we definitely want to mention them as being people that should be on your team, looking for good mortgage brokers that are investor-friendly, as well as private lenders that can help fund your deals that are allowing you to get capital to move quickly. So I'll talk about a little bit more about those specific topics in another show, but let's keep moving because we're almost halfway through.
Already?
And we're only on the third key.
Okay, and then we need to move it.
Okay. So, yeah.
All right. Well, before we go on any further, again, I do want to really quickly wish Charles a happy birthday because he just celebrated his birthday. And to let you
25.
Guys...
25.
Ha-ha. Don't believe him. Look.
Again. Okay.
Okay. See, we have to keep moving. All right.
I'm sorry.
So we're offering some specials to you guys listening. Just get on the email list, and we'll get not only the specials out to you, but also some great emails, you know, full of information about real estate investing and tactics and techniques and upcoming events and all that stuff. And to do that, just go to fastcashwholesaling.com. Again, fastcash, F-A-S-T-C-A-S-H. WHOLESALING.com, fastcashwholesaling.com, and get yourself signed up.
You too can make $10,000 in the next 30 days buying and selling houses. That's right, $10,000 in the next 30 days and six figures in 6 months by following Kim and Charles Petty's proven turnkey wholesaling system. This complete system provides you with everything you need to learn on how to build a successful wholesaling business from the comfort of your own home. Here are just a few of the money-making techniques you will learn with Kim and Charles' turnkey wholesaling system. How to find the best deals, the three things each property must have, how to structure your deals for maximum profit, easy and effective negotiation tactics, estimating repairs, the secret to selling houses quickly, how to set up your business, magic words to use with sellers, and much, much more. You will also get all of the forms that Kim and Charles use in their own real estate investing business. No experience is necessary to start making serious cash. How would your life be different if you had the ability to create money at will? Don't wait any longer to find out. Invest in yourself and your future today. To get started right away, visit www.turnkeywholesaling.com or call 770-938-6450. Do it now.
And we will move on to learning your market. If you want to be successful in real estate investing, then you need to know your market. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the market where you live because, you know, we have plenty of clients that live across the United States to invest in our market. But the key is whatever market you're going to invest in, you need to know that market. So really quickly, Charles, then let's go over, I guess, the four key things in learning your market so that these guys can know what to look for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. First one is areas. You want to learn your market and learn the areas in your market. For instance, in Atlanta, there's certain neighborhoods, certain subdivisions that you want to learn, or actually certain areas, general areas by zip codes, or, you know, by, like, for instance, there's a Lakewood or there's Brookhaven, and those are the areas that you want to learn. Wherever you are, you want to go through and figure out what are the areas, what kind of houses are in those areas, are they older homes, are they newer homes, et cetera. And that way you can eventually know the neighborhoods, I'm sorry, the areas in your market like the back of your hand, allow you to quote values and to be able to do deals and to move quickly. And then that comes up to the next one is values. You want to start learning property values. A couple quick websites to give you guys, Domania, DOMANIA.com, and Home Radar, which is HOMRADAR.com, will give you some, they're free sites that you can type in property addresses and get comparable sales, which will give you an idea of how much a house you're looking to purchase is worth. So, that'll get you off to a good start in learning your values. You might also want to hook up with a realtor to help you do, some comparative market analysis on homes so that you know the values, because that's going to drive everything that you do.
What's a comparative market analysis?
It's a big word for how much houses around the house you're looking at are worth.
Okay, thank you.
That's kind of the simple way to say it.
Okay.
Comparative market analysis.
Okay, so a CMA.
Okay. That realtors like to do that will give them values of homes and neighborhoods.
Okay.
So that's a CMA.
Okay.
All right. Values are important. Neighborhoods are important. Like we mentioned, too, neighborhoods and areas are kind of related. But, you know, there's some nooks and crannies that you may want to learn. Because from street to street, from area to area, the values may be different. So you want to learn the neighborhoods. And you also want to learn, as part of your learning your market, who the players are, who the big foreclosure realtors are, who the big realtors are who list and sell, you know, the higher-end homes. Whatever you're focused on in your little niche, whether you be – now, let's talk about this more, whether it be, you know, buying and selling to investors or buying and fixing up or lease options. You want to figure out who are the major players so that you can kind of figure out from them what's really going on in your market, what's really going on in terms of the neighborhoods and the values and what homes are selling and what homes are not selling and what you need to do to be successful. So you want to know the players in terms of the general real estate market, but also the investor players, the folks that are out there doing the things that you want to do, so you can kind of see. You know, one of the ways that we were successful in this market was to kind of look and see, as far as wholesaling goes, well, who are the wholesalers? When we first got started, what are they doing? What areas are they in? What properties are they looking at? What kind of repairs are needed in the homes that they're looking at? So by looking at the major players in the neighborhoods and in the area that you're in, that can help you learn the market, can help you be successful. So that's, you know, four great ways to help you learn your market.
Okay. Thank you for telling us that so quickly.
You're welcome.
All right. So now let's go ahead and talk about, Charles mentioned one of the things he just mentioned, when players were talking about realtors listing foreclosures, and something that you know if you watch the news or read the newspaper or, you know, anything, is that there are quite a few foreclosures in the market today. And I know, you know, a lot of people ask us, well, you know, about the state of the market and things like that. And really, whether it goes up or down, as a real estate investor, you're going to be okay, because people always need a place to live. And, you know, unfortunately, when people, the job market was worse and people were, you know, losing their homes, that's where these foreclosures came from. But the fact remains that these people still need places to live. And so people that may not be in a position to purchase a house, you know, they still want a nice place to live. So, you know, you can look at somebody that's going to be a tenant and eventually purchase, or, you know, just be a tenant. But again, that means that there's lots of houses that are available on the market. And so you need to learn about these foreclosures and how you can use that, you know, to build your business while you help somebody have a nice place to live. So let's go through quickly, Charles, and, mm-hmm. and just talk a little bit more about foreclosures and what they mm-hmm. are and how they, you know, mm-hmm. these guys can use them.
Sure. And you can't even mention the fact that there are a lot of folks that are out of jobs. And we're out of jobs, and that's what created foreclosures. A lot of times in the market today, you also got people not only in that situation, people that have had these adjustable rate mortgages that are now adjusting up because interest rates have gone up, and so they're getting squeezed. You've also got investors sometimes that didn't know what they were doing, so those people are going into foreclosure.
Right.
And then bankruptcy laws changed. What else?
Right.
Like a whole bunch of different reasons why there's a whole lot of foreclosures out there now. Let me talk about quickly, there's three levels of foreclosure. And in this particular market, wherever you are in the country, you can take advantage of them at any one of these three different stages. I mean, first is a pre-foreclosure stage where someone has gone into default on their mortgage and they've gotten a letter and they got a notice and that the bank or mortgage company wants to foreclose on them. That, in a quick nutshell, is pre-foreclosure. And you can find deals by working with the homeowners and the banks through, and that means before they go to the courthouse steps where they're auctioned off to the highest bidder. So the pre-foreclosure market is prime, because you've a lot of people that who are in trouble, in foreclosure, pre-foreclosure, want to just get rid of their home. So that's a way for you to work directly with the homeowner before the house goes to the courthouse steps or before the bank or mortgage company takes the property back. And so the second way is at the courthouse steps, at an auction. We don't really recommend that most investors do this. I mean, it does require a lot of cash. You have to take certified funds. If a house is going to sell for $100,000, you have to take $100,000 cash to the, you know, the auction and buy the house with cash. So for most investors, especially most beginning investors, that's not a good strategy for them. But it still is an option. And one of the sneaky ways, but one of the ways to kind of figure out who your players are is to sometimes go to the courthouse steps.
Right.
And kind of just see who's out there and what they're bidding on and what they're buying. But as far as actually getting deals for yourself, you might also want to look at the bank-owned properties, which is what we do a lot of, is work directly with banks after the properties have gone back to them. No one's, you know, they haven't worked out the situation before the house was going to go to auction. They haven't, you know, sold at the courthouse steps to the highest bidder, but the banks have them. And that's a good market. It's called the REO, real estate owned, where the bank or mortgage company is taking the property back and need to get rid of it. Because what you're looking for, and the reason why foreclosures are such a great way to make money in this market, is because their sellers are motivated.
Right.
They need to get rid of the house. They don't just want to see, you know, what kind of price they can get. They want to get rid of the house.
Right.
They have to get rid of the house.
Especially if it's bank owned, they don't want to keep that on their books.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of the house.
Right.
So, yeah, those three ways. So take advantage of that, and that's a whole other show, but I wanted to put that out there and so you can be mindful of taking advantage of the abundant amount of foreclosures that are out there in today's market.
Right. Okay.
Next.
Yeah. Knowing your exit strategy.
Okay.
And basically what your exit strategy means is how are you going to get out of the deal? You know, so what do you want to do? You always need to know when before you go in, how you're going to get out, plain and simple. So that means when you get a house, you know, what are you going to do with it? And you need to know that before you, you know, even put it under contract. It can change the nature of the deal, you know, the numbers that you're looking at, how much you're willing to offer for the property, you know, how many repairs you'd be willing, you know, to have done, all those things. So you need to know your exit strategy. And there's, you know, four main ones, which are wholesaling, retailing, lease options, and rentals, that you can look at is what you're going to do with this property. So, you know, again, wholesaling, which we've talked about before, which is what we, you know, we do, is finding a house at a bargain price, below market value, adding your profit to it and selling it to another real estate investor, you know, providing that service of, you know, them not having to find the property themselves, you know, and passing it on. So that's one exit strategy. I don't know, Charles, if you want to elaborate on wholesaling some more.
I will.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, wholesaling in a nutshell is a great way because you're in the middle of everything, and it allows you to not only make money, but allows you to learn. There's always going to be folks out there looking for properties, and if you can be someone that helps them do that, then you're going to have a business that will grow and grow and be around for a very long time. So wholesaling is a wonderful way either for a new investor to make money quickly or a seasoned investor. And the thing about wholesaling is you're making money within 30 days, sometimes maybe a little more, but, you know, from start to finish. I mean, the average profit should be between $5,000 and $20,000 in most markets across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in 30 days, 45 days at most. And that's something that, you know, some people don't even make $20,000 in a year.
Exactly.
You know, and you can do that two times. If you can do two deals a month at $10,000 each, I mean, you got a $250,000 business right there just from finding a property and passing it on to another person that's looking for a great deal. And there's tons of folks out there looking for great deals.
Exactly.
So that's what I'll say about wholesaling.
Okay.
And once again, you know, fastcashwholesaling.com is a great way for you to learn more about wholesaling in particular. Retailing, which is buying, fixing up, and selling, which is another exit strategy that you can use as an investor. It does require you to work directly with a contractor, have a little more money into the transaction, but retailing is another great way for you to exit out of a property. Lease options, where you actually will lease with an option to buy, also known as rent to own, which is a great strategy, kind of more of a long-term strategy, but it's still a great exit strategy for you as an investor. And then rental properties, where you can buy the property, you know, and hold it, and then get the monthly rent. So you basically got four main exit strategies: wholesaling, which is buying and selling or buying and assigning to another investor; retailing, buy, fix up and sell; lease options, where you'll buy and then lease with an option to buy to someone who will lease from you, and then your goal should be to eventually cash yourself out, have them buy the house, you know, whether it be a year, 2-3 years down the road, and then rental properties, where you buy and hold for the long term. So those are four main exit strategies that you need to know and need to figure out before you get into a deal, what you're going to do to get out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Mentioned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then
I don't know if we're going to get to all these. We might have to do another show.
You know what you read my
Part
mind?
Two.
I kid you not. You read my mind. I was thinking, okay, are we going to have time to tell everybody all this stuff? Because, you know, you don't want to shortchange anybody because, you know, and rush through. What is our time?
We probably got about 10 minutes left.
And we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more items to cover.
Well, I say we got to buy. Well, if we keep talking, it'll be less. Probably about 11 or 12 minutes left. But let's get as much as we can.
Okay.
If we got to do a part two, we'll just bring it all back around.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. Well, you heard him, so we'll keep going. All right. So the next thing is, we are on number 7, for those of you who are keeping count, is you should have 2 plans when you invest. If you're a real estate investing business, again, you should have 2 plans. So you want to take a 2-pronged approach, and that is a plan that will allow you to generate cash now so you can take care of today's needs, and then something that will let you generate long-term wealth so that you can, you know, build your legacy, build a portfolio, those type of things. So, Charlie, I'll let you expound upon those.
I mean, you hit it on the head. I mean, it's important for you to look at things from 2 perspectives. One of my mentors always talks about future banking. What are you doing today so that you can have income that automatically comes in, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? And that's where your long-term wealth strategies come about, whether it be your rental properties or your lease options, and it's, you know, or commercial properties. Whatever it is, you need to have 2 tracks going on at the same time,
right?
Figuring out exactly what am I going to do to be wealthy, but I need to make sure that I can live the life that I want to live now, take care of my expenses, and have money to put aside to invest and to save and to tithe and to do the things that I know I need to do and want to do with my family and friends. Whatever it is, you need to balance those two. Because if you know, people talk about wanting to retire early, and that's great, you know, but you've also got to look at the fact that you want to take care of your needs today. But then again, if you're always looking at, you know, what's coming in tomorrow, what do I need to do this month, and not looking forward ahead, you'll never be able to retire. You'll always be working. You'll always be doing the same thing. So you've got to look at it from a 2-pronged approach. I have 2 plans. What is my cash plan? What is my, you know, my cash plan, which is my short, medium term, and what is my long-term plan, which is my wealth? And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, alrighty. Okay, well, we'll go on to the next. Number 8 is, make sure you guys treat your real estate investing like a business. You know, if you want to be successful, again, whether you're part-time or full-time, you need to, you know, treat it like a business, because that's what it is. And, you know, make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you know you pay your taxes. Make sure you, you know, just have everything laid out, and you have a system that you're following, and, you know, just respect it as a business, and you'll reach, you know, reap dividends from doing that. Pretty much?
Pretty much.
Okay.
All right. Well, see, we can get through this, and we should be okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next is
goals.
Okay.
Go ahead. You can talk.
Creating specific goals.
Uh-huh.
That's important. I mean, people talk a lot about, you know, I'm sure you've seen the self-help books talk about goals and goals and goals. And goals are very, 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 very important. But you must have specific goals. whether it be I'm going to make 3 offers today, I'm going to make 10 offers today, I'm going to make $10,000 this month, I'm going to make $120,000 this year. Whatever your goal is, make it specific. Make it specific to the dollar amount, to the year, to the month, to the date, quarterly. You know, just get specific as possible. You know, I want to take 3 trips this year. I want to, you know, work 5 hours a day for the next 5 days because I want to spend more time with my family this week. You want to look at things in specifics because that way you're more likely to reach those goals as opposed to a goal that just says, I want to make a lot of money.
Right.
You know, or I want to make a bunch of money this year. Oh, I want to make more money this year than I did last year. Well, how much? If you can focus on that number, then you're more likely to reach it. You can focus on a goal, you know, of making, 20 offers in a month as opposed to I just want to make some offers. You know, I want to see if I can get a couple of deals done here or there.
Right.
The more specific your goals are, the more likely you are to march towards those goals because it will give you a blueprint. It will give you a roadmap because you'll know. You'll kind of work backwards. You know, if you know your goal is to make $200,000 this year in real estate investing, then you know that you need to make, you know, $200,000 divided by 12. So you need to make, you know, about over $14,000 a month. So stuff like that, get that specific, mm-hmm. and then you can go from there. It really helps you achieve your goals.
Don't you think, like Charles would say, like you said, they look at what they want to do in a year, and then they can chunk it down.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it a year, and then they can divide that in 4, because there's 4 quarters in a year. So by each quarter, they want to have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can take those quarters and chunk those quarters up, you know, and just say, well, this is what I want to do each month. Then they can take those months and say, okay, well, this is what, you know, kind of goal I want to do each week. I want to achieve this each week. And then they can even chunk that up into days to say, you know, X amount of days I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that, and it didn't have to be 5 million things, but if they do that, then they'll, you know, I mean, they'll be well on their way
mm-hmm.
to success, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, and then we also want to talk about, we talked about attitude before, but this is a little bit different. We just want to talk about having a don't quit attitude. You know, we know that you're expecting positive things. We know you're expecting to be successful and you're seeing it because you listened to what we said. So, but again, like we said, that doesn't mean that it's going to be an easy road or, you know, that the road is going to be without bumps. Because, again, we can tell you from experience that, you know, the road can be very bumpy, but you have to have a don't quit attitude. And simply that means that, you know, you're not going to, you know, just hit your head up against a brick wall, but you're going to know that you have challenges, that you can face those challenges, that you can overcome those challenges. It might mean that you have to switch your strategy a little bit. You know, you might need to change the way you look at things. But to know that nothing is going to stop you from achieving these goals, the goals that you set out. And the more you do it, the easier it'll get. You know, you get your system, find a system that you can emulate that will work for you. And don't quit. Believe, you know, in yourself and that you can do it and that it's worth it. You know, and you'll be fine. And you'll be fine. But you just have to know that just because it gets tough, like they say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. You know, so that just means, you know, get with it. Keep going. Reevaluate, but don't stop.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Next.
Yes.
Is it don't listen to the naysayers?
That's it.
Who are the naysayers?
They're not saying
what do they say?
Nay.
Nay. That sounds like donkeys.
Well, it could be. Okay, but no, naysayers are just the people in your life that are telling you, no, it can't work. You must be crazy. Why are you doing this? You're going to quit your job. Real estate investing doesn't work. I tried it myself. You can't buy a house here. Those people are a bunch of crooks. There's the contractors to try and cheat you. My auntie had a house and the tenants tore it up and on and on and on. And you will always find somebody that is trying to tell you you can't do it, trying to tell you it's not going to work. And a lot of those people are right in your house. You know?
Get them out.
They're in your family. They're people that love you, but they don't, you know, there's a lot of people that don't believe in taking a risk. You know, there's people that, you know, don't believe that you can actually do it, or they don't think that they could do it, and so then they put those doubts out there on you, you know. And So you can't listen to those people. And, you know, a lot of those people have what they think are your best interests at heart, but they don't realize that, you know, if you have a vision and a goal and you see it and you want to do it, you know, to try and talk you out of it is not really helping you. You know, and especially, you know, we are really blessed because we're married and we work together and we have the same vision. And we've talked to people that are trying to get on that same accord with their, you know, their spouse. And that can be difficult. And, you know, so hopefully your naysayer is not the person that you're married to. But I would just say if they are, you know, go on and do a couple deals quietly. And anybody else the checks. And I bet you they'll be a lot more supportive. Right, exactly. So, but really, you know, we're going quickly because we're towards the end of the show. But it's really important that you don't listen to those people. And again, ensure it's people, you know, that love you, but you can't let people's doubt limit you and what you can do, pretty much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we have two left.
All right. Well, what is the next one? I mean, these should be pretty easy to get through quickly, but they're important.
Exactly.
Don't short, just because we haven't talked about, we're not going to talk about these last two as much as we did the other one. They're still very, very, very important.
Very important. In fact, I was just talking to one of our students the other day about, you know, your business should be enjoyable. You know, you can't, you know, and something else we'll talk about later, you know, it's balance. But we talked, Charles mentioned in the beginning, we have four young children, the oldest is six. And, you know, so it's very important that we have balance. And so you have to be able to balance, you know, your business with your life. And it should be enjoyable, you know. So, you know, just trying to get money, if you're not happy, that's not, you know, that's not going to work out. You need to enjoy what you're doing. You know, the bumps and the bruises, too. You know, you should enjoy all of it. And
even the bumps and the bruises?
Well, I mean, not saying that you're like, oh, this isn't working. But, I mean, enjoy it in the respect that you can see, you know, that hopefully you did learn something from it and that you can, you know, move on because everything has to make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the point of going through stuff. And, you know, and like I was talking to her yesterday, sometimes when you keep going through the same thing over and over again, it's because you haven't gotten the message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't gotten the message that's trying to be delivered to you. So, you know, even enjoy that. Be glad when you get through it. But, you know, you should enjoy, you know, the aspects of what you're doing, not doing it just because you know, you can become a millionaire because you can. Yeah, that's true. But you should be doing it because you like houses. You like, you know, making change in neighborhoods. You like the freedom that you have. You like, you know, going on field trips with your children or, you know, going to Hawaii in February or, you know, whatever it is, you should, there should be things about your business that you enjoy and you should look forward to doing it. Even if you like stinky, dirty, need to be fixed up houses, you should look forward to going and smelling them. I mean, you know, you should just, you should enjoy yourself. And, that takes us to the last one, which is very important. In fact, it's one of the most important things, keys that we talked about today. And we have been talking about the 13 keys to success in today's real estate investing market. And again, I'm Kim Petty, and my husband Charles is on here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to our Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show. And if you're just tuning in, we're almost over.
We'll be back next week.
That's right. We'll be back next week. Yeah. But the last key, and again, one of the most important keys, is you should give back. You should really give back. You should give back.
Give back. I mean, I'll interject a little bit. I mean, that means from tithing to, I mean, one of the things that we were able to do last year was really help out with the Hurricane Katrina victims, from organizing a lot of folks to help out to move monetarily, but also from clothing and all kinds of stuff. So
food items,
yeah. Clothing.
And just being able to take the time, being our own bosses, to be, you know, to just be able to say, okay, you know, we're going to do what we have to do to get these people some help, you know, and be able to do that. You know, that's definitely a way to give back. It could be, you know, working in your community with a group or working at a nursing home or, you know, like Charles said, tithing. You know, we always, you know, do our 10% and then some, you know. But it's very important to give back,
mm-hmm.
you know, because everything that we have is a gift and it's a blessing anyway. So take some of what you have. Remember we talked about that attitude of abundance and of expecting the best and not holding things, you know, close to you and hoarding and a scarcity mentality. So whatever you can give, it helps other people and it helps you as well, because it comes back around full circle. And, you know, you'll see that what you give, not only the joy that it gives you and the, you know, what you see, the goodness that you feel when you realize you helped somebody, but, you know, if you do good, you'll see that good comes back to you. in having a business that allows you the freedom of time and finances. I mean, you'll have so many opportunities to give back, and we just really hope that you guys will take advantage of them.
All righty.
Okay. So,
well, you want to wrap it up again and go over the 13 real quick, and
then. Okay. So again, we have talked about today the 13 keys to success in today's real estate investing market. And again, no matter where you live across the states, these are the 13 keys that you need to have in your arsenal or on your key ring. And it's have the right attitude and mindset, get the proper education, build your team, learn your market. Take advantage of all these foreclosures that are out there. Know your exit strategy. Make sure you have two plans, one for cash now, one for long-term wealth. Treat your real estate investing like a business. Create specific goals. Make sure you have a don't quit attitude, because you don't want to quit. Don't listen to the naysayers. Enjoy yourself and give back. And in a nutshell, that's what we've discussed over this last hour on the Kim and Charles Petty Turnkey Real Estate Radio Show. Again, we talked about the website, www.fastcashwholesaling.com. You can go there until October 26th. We are going to have some specials for Charles' birthday. He just had a birthday. He just turned a little over 30. So we're celebrating that over this next week. You sign up, you can get on the email list. We'll also give you information on how, if you missed this show, you can hear an archived version, as well as versions of, you know, other shows if you missed those in the past. So make sure you do check out fastcashwholesaling.com. Again, FASTCASH wholesaling.com, WHOLESALING. You get a wealth of information. We got lots of stuff going on. We're really glad to have you as a listener. So tell your friends, if you know of other people that are interested in real estate investing or already investing, you know, tell them to tune us in every Sunday from 4 to 5 o'clock, because we will be here, and we look forward to working with you and, you know, helping you achieve your real estate investing dreams.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
All right. Well, thank you guys again. I'm Kim Petty.
And I'm Charles Petty.
And we appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too can make $10,000 in the next 30 days buying and selling houses. That's right, $10,000 in the next 30 days and six figures in 6 months by following Kim and Charles Petty's proven turnkey wholesaling system. This complete system provides you with everything you need to learn on how to build a successful wholesaling business from the comfort of your own home. Here are just a few of the money-making techniques you will learn with Kim and Charles' turnkey wholesaling system. How to find the best deals, the three things each property must have, how to structure your deals for maximum profit, easy and effective negotiation tactics, estimating repairs, the secret to selling houses quickly, how to set up your business, magic words to use with sellers, and much, much more. You will also get all of the forms that Kim and Charles use in their own real estate investing business. No experience is necessary to start making serious cash. How would your life be different if you had the ability to create money at will? Don't wait any longer to find out. Invest in yourself and your future today. To get started right away, visit www.turnkeywholesaling.com or call 770-938-6450. Do it now.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.